Let's talk a little bit about smoking status. Can you update where we are in terms of smoking status, particularly the issue of the oligosmokers? Mm-hmm.
Well, I think one of the important things that's come out of this is that there's a new set of variables that need to go into clinical trial design, clinical trial reporting, clinical trial interpretation. And there's a lot of patients, even if it's a trial of a cytotoxic, and if it's a survival trial, patients will get an EGFR TKI in the salvage setting. So these need to be routinely reported, just as you'd see two columns with KPS or weight loss. And what we can do in a single institution study, you know, might be more involved than what can be done in the phase three setting. But I think a number of us, including representatives from the big cooperative groups, agreed that subsequent trials in lung cancer, and even if, you know, Avastin trials or people are reporting who was a former smoker, who was a current smoker, whether pack years, and are these things standardized? Are the instruments perfect? No. But I think, as was pointed out, however we're categorizing these folks, those who smoke less, and particularly those who didn't smoke at all, do really well with these drugs. So we must be, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. We must be pretty close to quantitating or qualifying things in the right way. The issue of smoking, and the most common lung cancer patient we see now is someone who is not smoking, who quit at least a year ago, and more often than not, 15 or 20 years ago. And of those, you know, probably in the U.S., about 10% of patients are never smokers. The figure's higher in other parts of the world. Like in South Korea, it can be 70 or 80% of lung cancer patients are never smokers. And the former smoker who has a modest smoking history, say 15 pack years or less, is probably another 15% of patients. So when you look at the size of the lung cancer pie, and then we're talking about a quarter of patients who have a modest smoking history, that's a real large number of individuals who may require a different therapeutic strategy.